KPEX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Less than 2 weeks after Hurricane Helene slammed ashore along Florida's Gulf Coast, Hurricane Milton is now taking aim. The storm is expected to hit late tomorrow night. People are trying to leave Florida. ABC's Jim Ryan has more from the airport in Tampa.
With dozens of counties under a state of emergency, residents of coastal Florida didn't have to be told twice to run for safety. On Monday night, Tampa International Airport was crowded with people trying to get out of town. As the weather worsens, the airport is closing today.
The highways also packed this morning with tens of thousands of people trying to flee. Vice President Kamala Harris appearing on 60 Minutes, saying of her November opponent,
"I believe in my soul and heart. The American people are ready to turn the page."
Donald Trump was extended an offer to appear on the program as well. Separately, he agreed, but at the last moment pulled out. Two pioneers in machine learning and artificial intelligence awarded the Nobel Prize in Physics today. This is ABC News. She was a star in her own right and a mother to a legend. Grammy-winning singer Sissy Houston has died.
Wasn't it good?
And the matriarch of a family with plenty more where that came from. Gospel star and music legend Sissy Houston, mother of Whitney Houston, has passed away at the age of 91 after a battle with Alzheimer's disease. The two-time Grammy winner got her start singing in church with her sibling before ultimately going solo. It was in 1963 that she gave birth to her daughter, Whitney. Whitney became one of the biggest stars in the world and then eventually faced tough battles with drug addiction. She would die from an accidental drowning in 2012.
ABC's Danny New. Some doctors and nurses may need a refresher on taking blood pressure. A new study says too many are taking the readings with the patient's arm in the wrong place. That could throw things off enough to lead to a misdiagnosis of hypertension. When you get your blood pressure taken, your arm should be on a table and the cuff even with your heart. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A woman from North Carolina is waiting out the aftermath of Hurricane Helene in central Wisconsin. Melissa Kay has her story.
Andrea Ducklow said while things are devastated in Spruce Pine, North Carolina, people are getting help. But the spread of misinformation on social media is causing harm, too.
Don't politicize our disaster because there's a lot of people missing. There's a lot of people that have died. And there's a lot of people that lost everything.
I'm Melissa Kay.
A man is in jail after a weekend standoff in Waukesha. Police responded to a domestic incident on Saturday. The man barricaded himself in his home by the time officers arrived. De-escalation efforts failed, so officers used tear gas. The alleged victim and two police officers suffered minor injuries. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Bucks shooting guard injured. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks guard Gary Trent Jr. suffered a hyperextended left elbow in that preseason opener in Detroit. Trent signed in free agency from the Raptors. Damian Lillard looked good, scoring 15 points in 17 minutes, and talked about what his first year in Milwaukee was like.
It was just a blur. You know, I feel like everything happened so fast. You know, I think I came here 2 days before camp started, but I just feel way, way better coming into this year.
The Bucks host the Lakers in a preseason preseason game Thursday night. NFL, the Packers, back at home, will host the Cardinals Sunday. Matt LaFleur says he expects Romeo Doubs will be back at practice tomorrow after meeting with the wide receiver yesterday. Were there any signs he was upset about something?
Like, with all due respect to everything, I appreciate your question. I'd rather, you know, what's done is done and we're moving forward. I expect us collectively as a team to continue to move that way.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 69 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear and calm, our low 41. Tomorrow, sunshine 71. On Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 74. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Madison film critic and CityCast Madison's Rob Thomas and sharing his thoughts on the Joker sequel, the Wisconsin Film Festival's Ben Reiser.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Transmitted by wire.
Here is the latest news brought into your own living room.
You'll be hard to satisfy with anything less.
Let's give them something to talk about.
Talk is cheap.
Gib, gib, gib. Who is gossiping?
It's the John and Gordy Show.
This is Hi-Fi Plus.
And that's the way it is.
We'll do it live.
On 92.7 FM WMDX. Take it away, boys.
Another fantastic morning.
Good morning.
Hey, man. How's it going?
It's going great. How are you doing?
I'm seeing rainbows and shimmering lights.
Well, you haven't had any coffee at all today. Getting ready for those
he's
laps.
He's going through withdrawals, Gordy.
I know.
Somebody help me, please. You know? Okay. I've got labs this morning. That's why I'm fasting.
You just hold tight there, partner, and let me just tell you
something. I don't
know
if I'm going to make it.
Well, I want you to know that this portion of the John and Gordy Show is sponsored by Verlo Mattress.
Or Madison. I could use that. Oh.
You could, you know, if we had a mattress here in the studio, you could lie down and, you know, take a little nap.
And just have a mic next to my face.
Yes. Sleep better and dream bigger. Or dream better and sleep bigger.
Talk
or
in your sleep.
Again, sleep until you wake up on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Mm-hmm. You can find them on Madison's East or West Sides or online at verlo.com. It is now 7 minutes past the hour. 52 degrees, our high today near 70, and right now it's time for Terry Bell, our Civic Media News Director, to tell us what's the big story today. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning.
So here we are. What's the big deal today?
I'd say the big story today is the goings-on at Southside Elementary School in Madison. Things have been coming to a head for a long time, since spring at least, but the principal and the assistant principal at Southside are no longer in their positions, according to the school district, until further notice. Like I say, this has been a long time in the making. Back in the spring, although I suspect there's probably been rumblings before that, but a lot of parents got together and lodged a complaint. 24 current and former staff members as well. It sounds like, according to these allegations, a very toxic climate there, and retaliation against people who spoke out. This is according to families and staff. So the school district hired a third-party investigator to look into it, and now as of last night, we were starting to get rumblings of the fact that the principal and the assistant principal are no longer at Southside, at least for the time being.
Boy, that's an amazing move. It really is.
So yeah. What will happen next?
Well, an assistant interim assistant principal has been put in place. Okay. But in terms of what happens next, yeah, that would be very interesting to see. Really tough to speculate at this point.
Okay.
Boy, rough time to do it, too, beginning of the school year.
The school year, yeah. Right. Yeah, for sure. It's already, you know, you don't want a lot of instability at any point during a school year, but I would think especially at the beginning.
Especially that, and you know, disciplinary problems are, you know, not being held the way they should have been, and, you know, a lot of people are blaming other people, and they're not able to, like, you know, placate the teachers or the students or the parents of the students.
A lot of finger pointing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yep. We'll see what happens.
Terry, other news today, President Biden's in
In Milwaukee, ostensibly a White House visit, not a campaign stop, but, you know, there are no coincidences when it comes to these things. So clearly this is to bolster the vice president and her campaign, but they're going to be talking about the efforts to replace lead pipes in Milwaukee. Serious problem there. People have been getting poisoned and sick there for generations. Kids especially. Lead is really bad for the development of young brains. And so the Biden administration putting a lot of money into replacing those pipes, which is not only making things healthier in Milwaukee, but, you know, somebody has to do that work. And that's providing, you know, good paying jobs for folks there, too.
That's right. Well, the Republican legislature has put that off for a long, long time. They continue to deny any problem with lead pipes or lead paint. Can't even sue the companies that used to produce the lead paint. Pretty bad stuff. So, yeah, finally taking care of it. Somebody's got to do it.
That's it.
That's why Biden's come around. All right. Thank you.
Great. Terry, thanks, guys.
Appreciate it.
Thanks very much. Have a good day.
Thank you.
And we're going to talk about the 60 Minutes show where they had Kamala on. And
Trump has backed out from his appearance.
He backed out of that thing. He didn't like the one thing he didn't like is fact-checking.
Why are they afraid of fact checking?
There are
anyway?
Gigantic red flags that go up when somebody says, "I don't want you to fact check me."
Oh no, can't do that.
You think somebody would say, "Well, you know, maybe I shouldn't vote for this guy. Something's wrong." All right,
they don't think that's fair. Apparently,
no, they don't. Yeah. But you know, our big story has a bunch of little things to it here, and let's get to one, and that is Jill Stein, the Green Party candidate, who has tried to be the spoiler in almost every one of the elections. Will she stop? No. And this was an amazing thing to come out, an event before introducing Jill Stein. Shama Sawant admits that Stein can't win. Let's check out Cut 51 here. This is an amazing thing. Just before, this is introducing Jill Stein. Let's listen.
The election has already started. Absentee ballots have been sent. We need to catch up rapidly. We need everyone here to get active. We need to be clear about what our goals are. Mm-hmm. We are not in a position to win the White House.
Oh, okay.
But we do have a real opportunity to win something historic.
Wow. What's
that? We could deny Kamala Harris the state of Michigan.
What?
The polls show that most likely Harris cannot win the election without Michigan.
There you go. So their intention is to prevent Kamala from becoming president, which means... What does that mean exactly? Yeah. And, you know, this is a culmination of events that took place. There was a group, Abandon Harris, has been put together, and they used to be called Abandon Biden. Now they're Abandon Harris over Gaza. And this is the whole point.
That's it?
Is to take him out or take her out now at this point because of their position on Gaza. And I don't know. I think, you know, Gaza has not worked out well for the administration, and it's all in the hands of Israel at this point, and I think it's expanded well beyond Gaza at this point as well. So I don't know. I'm not sure. You know, Jill Stein, you know now what her point is and why she keeps running, to be the spoiler.
The
symbolic act of having your state win a third-party candidate has real-world consequences for the election, especially if you're in a swing state like Michigan.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Michigan and Wisconsin, though, she's only got, I think, 1% of the polling, last poll that I saw.
Yeah, the country is just not set up for third-party candidates to have, like, any say in anything.
Any kind of influence, really.
And if you try and make it happen, then, like, of the two most popular candidates, the least popular is always going to win if you try and split the ticket of the more popular one.
Right. Well, you know, the state has done pretty well under Biden. And a lot of this is being ignored only because The Republicans are very loud. The MAGAs are very loud about their position on this, and they're constantly telling us that the country is going under. Mm-hmm. It's being destroyed by the Democrats. It's so untrue, so completely opposite of reality, that even my MAGA friend does not believe anything I tell him. He thinks the country is doomed at this point. It is not, and especially here in Wisconsin. I have this cut here, cut 53. The Biden administration has actually been better for dairy farmers than Trump ever was. The Wisconsin Farmers Union president, Darren Von Ruden, said discussing the union's candidate endorsement, they can't really do that as a union president. He's not going to endorse any candidate, and they never have. But let's check out what he did say.
Okay. Turn now to Darren Von Ruden of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. That group has yet to endorse a candidate. Darren, welcome. It's great to have you. Do you typically endorse candidates in the past?
Well, thanks for having me, Kelly. And we are a nonpartisan group here in the state of Wisconsin.
What is the number one policy issue for you then when you want to hear either candidate say what exactly to tell you that's the person we're going to support?
Certainly over the last 3 years, we've seen some uptick in pay prices on all commodities across the sector of agriculture. But the previous 4 years with the trade wars that we had, we're still feeling some of those effects. You know, the dairy state of Wisconsin, dairy prices are at a better rate now than they were during most of the Trump years.
So do you think then the Biden administration has been better for dairy farmers than the Trump administration was?
Well, you know, looking at the statistics, yes. You know, we've seen a better pay price, although, you know, looking at the overall outcome, our input costs have risen under the Biden administration. But how much that is actually the effects of the trade wars or the effects of COVID, you know, those are things that have to be looked at by farmers across country.
When you say that the Biden administration has potentially been more friendly, judging on kind of the price of milk, what about the consumers who say, you know, we want you to make a living, but we would appreciate if that milk price could come down substantially?
Yeah.
Looking at what the Biden administration has been doing on the antitrust issues, monopoly issues, making sure that corporations aren't out there stealing from the farmer and then also not overcharging the consumer.
Has that been your experience?
Yes. You know, looking at what's happened over the last two years or so now, Kroger-Albertson merger that's being proposed right now, it's definitely not going to be a good thing for farmers because when you have less competitors out there to buy your product, your price usually goes down.
Darren, I can kind of guess which way you're leading, but I won't put you on the spot unless you'd like to make any news right now.
Yeah.
That's quite okay. I'll stay where I'm at.
Understood.
All right. Well, anyway, again, dairy has done really well under the Biden administration.
Yes.
Just to kind of sum that up.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad when you got the dairy industry behind you.
Exactly.
You know, if you can just take care of their labor problem. It's seasonal. It's not seasonal, though. So I don't know. It would have been great to talk to maybe somebody who knows a little bit more about this.
Well, maybe we can talk to Mike McCabe about it.
Yes.
He is usually in touch with him. He'll be here tomorrow, and we can bring that up.
His family was a dairy farming family.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, now let's get to something that is just crazy.
Now, we only have about a minute left
here. Oh, no.
So, well, no. I know.
I guess I...
Just hold that thought. You know, one thing I do want to mention, we want to have a big John and Gordy welcome back to Mike Clemens, our sports director, who's back with us after having a little bit of time off.
Yes.
And we appreciate him being back. And welcome back, Mike.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Okay. 18 minutes past the hour. Coming up next, we're going to talk with Brittany Merlot. You know, that Hurricane Milton, it just keeps getting stronger and stronger as it heads toward Florida.
I got a couple stories on that.
Yeah. And we'll talk to Brittany Merlot next on the John and Gordy Show, 92.7 WMDX.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. We're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
She is performing in Wisconsin. Charo, you might want to end up moving here because you're going to have that great of a time in Baraboo. Let me just ask you this. Do you like cheese?
I love the cheese. I'm going to be eating cheese for 24 hours. It's a great... Not really. You have a great reputation with the cheese. Wisconsin cheese is very, very famous.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Depending on the weather, of course, you know, 92.7 WMDX, the John and Gordy Family Show. And Brittany Merlot is on the line right now. She is visible if you're watching on X in your car as you're driving, Bluetooth in it through your speakers in the auto.
Right.
You can also watch at home.
Or, yeah, on Facebook, too.
Yeah. You know, earlier we were talking about off-roading. We, you know, were adventurous when we got our four-wheel drives. And we had to try it out. And I thought of you instantly.
Good.
Because.
Do you have a four-wheeler? Do you do that kind of thing?
Oh, I sure do.
Oh, 100%. See? Oh, I do. Oh, my God.
Of course. Yeah. It's so much fun. You got to go off-roading. You got to take it off.
You really, you really have to, do you?
No. Yes, you do. Actually, my Jeep right now is covered in dust and dirt. I was up north on the dry, dry drought roads, and I can't get it out. It's like in my Jeep now. So yeah. I had the windows open a little bit.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
You know, it's fun.
You got some cleanup to do.
Amazing. Really? What were you driving on? Dried river beds and
pretty much no. It was a logging road.
The logging roads.
You can drive on.
All right.
Yeah. So you go up north, you get to go in the woods, see all the beautiful fall colors, you're in the middle of it, no one's around. It's great.
And just kicking up a lot of dust. That's wonderful.
Yep.
Well, let's get into Hurricane Milton because that's the big story
in
the Gulf and heading toward Tampa Bay. What's the latest on this, Brittany?
So at 4 a.m., it was a Category 5 again, and then it just weakened again at 7 o'clock this morning, now back down to a Category 4 with 145-mile-per-hour winds. That is still very, very dangerous. That is still a major hurricane, and the scary part about it is, okay, so the storm is so small, right? So it's going to go through different eye walls. It's going to weaken and strengthen and weaken and strengthen. Well, as it goes into the northern Gulf, it's supposed to hit some shear and weaken. So people are banking on that. I don't want anyone to stay in Florida banking on that, hoping that's going to happen, because this thing is so strong. It's one of the last night it got down to, the millibars were so low, the pressure was so low, that it was the fifth strongest hurricane in the Atlantic Basin.
Man,
so you imagine
ever.
Water, it's moving. The surge, it's moving. So maybe the winds are going to weaken a little bit, but all of that water in the ocean coming at Tampa Bay, 10 to 15 foot surge, is terrifying.
Well, and it's coming in at high tide, it looks like, maybe.
Yes.
Or
yes.
Tomorrow afternoon? Is that the timing? Yeah.
Tomorrow evening, it looks kind of like more now, a little bit later. So it is. Yeah.
Awful situation.
And I have a little cut here I want to play for you. It's NBC6's John Morales. He's a meteorologist there, long tenure for him. And he was looking at the maps and the radar, and it got real serious. I mean, this is an incredibly emotional look at the radar. Let's play this.
It's just an incredible, incredible, incredible hurricane. It has dropped... It has dropped 50 millibars in 10 hours. I apologize. This is just horrific. Winds, maximum sustained winds are 160 miles per hour. And it is just gaining strength in the Gulf of Mexico, where you can imagine the winds, I mean, the seas are just so incredibly, incredibly hot. A record hot, as you might imagine. You know what's driving that. I don't need to tell you. Global warming, climate change, leading to this and becoming an increasing threat. Now let's transition to Florida, because even though it is expected to weaken on approach, it is so incredibly strong right now that you're going to find it very difficult for it to be nothing less than a major hurricane when it makes landfall in Florida.
There we go. But just an amazing look at his radar.
Yeah.
It's, that got me tearing up a little.
Yeah, like, right?
I know.
He's,
Yeah. Well, yeah, we'll all be watching very closely tomorrow night. Well, let's get to our weather for today, Brittany. Much milder, of course. And,
we've had some incredible weather for the last week. Yeah.
Yeah. We sure have. Actually, if you guys were out last night, the northern lights spiked, and I guess they could be seen as far south as you. So some good news there if you got out late. If you got to see that. I didn't. I was sleeping. I've got too much to forecast for.
Yes, you do.
There's plenty of pictures on Facebook if you did miss it. That high-pressure system staying here all week. Nice, dry, comfortable, more seasonal. We'll be in those mid to upper 60s today. I think we'll hit about 68 degrees. 70 tomorrow, 75 on Friday, and then we cool down a little bit after that.
Okay. Well, very good, Brittany. All right. We appreciate that, and we'll check in with you tomorrow.
Yeah.
And good.
Are we going to take a look at any planet?
Interplanetary weather.
We'll save that till tomorrow.
Yeah, okay. We'll get to that
Sounds
tomorrow.
Good.
All right. All right. Thanks, Brittany.
All right, guys.
That's Brittany.
Take care.
Thank you. Yep. All Brittany right. Merlot, our Civic Media meteorologist. All right.
Amazing stuff, isn't it?
It is.
I want to get to something that we can... I don't think we've got any time.
Got a couple of minutes.
Well, that's not long enough.
What did you want to get to?
What are you going
to
do?
All right, let's play Cut 50.
Okay.
No?
What do you mean? I'm pulling it up.
Sam's head
is... It's a minute 40.
Yeah, it's a minute 40. We don't have enough time.
No.
Just looking it up.
What about this one here?
Which one is
it? SNL.
Oh, the SNL thing.
We've got time if we get to
it. We actually don't have time for that one. That's a longer story.
Well, we got time for this. The John and Gordy Show is sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. You can find them on Madison's East and West Side or online at verlo.com.
I actually got something in my MG&E bill yesterday I thought was really interesting. You can get energy tax credits. And get this, if you want to buy a new electric vehicle, they'll give you up to $7,500 tax credit if you buy a new electric vehicle. Hey, but wait a minute. How about those used electric vehicles?
Yeah, how about that?
Up to $4,000 off if you buy a used electric vehicle. And I calculated it. I think if you get a $13,000 used electric vehicle, you'll get the $4,000. But, it's prorated, of course, depending on the price of the vehicle.
I see.
But that's damn awful good, isn't it?
I think so.
$13,000 minus $4,000.
I like it.
That's not pretty good.
Much more expensive at all than a used gas car.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, so just keep that in mind, folks.
Okay.
Get those electric vehicles. Being the cutting edge.
Okay. 7:29. We're coming back. We're going to talk about some clean energy credits right here.
We did.
We already did.
Yep, that's it. But, no, I want to get to, you know what, I want to get to Mike Johnson.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
All right. That's next on the John and Gordy Show.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
The migration south for millions of birds across North America is underway, and many are flying over Wisconsin. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Tuesday. But you say you haven't seen them. Well, we'll explain why next.
Actor portrayal.
When I first looked into life insurance, I worried about the hassle. Then I found Better Life. Their simplified issue whole life coverage plans mean no medical exam. I found a plan that fit my budget, and now my final expenses are covered. Plus, I get Better Life member benefits at no extra cost. That's definitely better.
Better Life Insurance, where better means belonging. Call 888-488-4136. Insurance issued by Better Life Insurance Company. Terms and conditions apply. Member benefits are subject to change. Contact a licensed agent for details.
Save Our Songbirds is a group organized here in Wisconsin drawing attention to the migration patterns of birds over the state. Ryan Brady is on the steering committee for Save Our Songbirds, and he says, while you may not see birds flying during the day, when you go to bed, they get active.
They migrate at night because they use the stars for navigation. The air's a little bit calmer. There's fewer predators that might eat them. It also leaves them time during the day to forage and fuel up, things like that. So while we're sleeping, literally on good nights where the conditions are favorable, which we've had some lately, there are hundreds of millions of birds, from tiny songbirds all the way up to larger birds like maybe ducks, that are migrating over our heads, flying hundreds of miles in a night to get to where they're going.
Ryan Brady, he's on the steering committee of Save Our Songbirds. If you'd like to watch the migratory pattern of birds online, the simple spot to start, birdcast.info. Brady says that the migratory birds will continue to move over Wisconsin for the rest of the month of October.
Actor portrayal.
When I first looked into life insurance, I worried about the hassle. Then I found Better Life. Their simplified issue whole life coverage plans mean no medical exam. I found a plan that fit my budget, and now my final expenses are covered. Plus, I get Better Life member benefits at no extra cost. That's definitely better.
Better Life Insurance, where better means belonging. Call 888-488-4136. Insurance issued by Better Life Insurance Company. Terms and conditions apply. Member benefits are subject to change. Contact a licensed agent for details.
Well, and because of the mild weather we're enjoying across Wisconsin, the harvest of 2024 continues to roll. According to the Wisconsin Ag Statistical Service, as of Sunday, statewide, 80% of our corn silage had been chopped, 10% of our corn for grain had been harvested, 61% of our soybeans have been combined off, and 86% of Wisconsin's potato harvest is already complete. That is just a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Tuesday. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 69 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear and calm, our low 41. Tomorrow, sunshine 71. On Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 74. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time, our friend Luke Mathers, for Tuesday Tangents with Luke, which will include a presidential visit from Joe Biden. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
It's John and Gordy in the morning.
And I want to look them straight in the eye, and I want to tell them what a cheap, lying, no-good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dip-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit he is. Where's the Tylenol?
Where is the Tylenol?
We had to find it, huh? I go with ibuprofen myself.
One of our biggest fans.
Yes, 92.7 WMDX, the John and Gordy Family Show. And let's deal with a text that we got here.
Okay.
It said here, the system isn't set up for third-party candidates, and what won't change until more of us start voting for what we believe in rather than the lesser of two evils.
Okay.
All right, that's very nice, very
idealistic.
Idealistic, that's it. They go on to say, I thought this was supposed to be a representative democracy. I'm not saying you can't vote for Jill Stein. Go ahead, be a Dumbo. And by the way, the war in Gaza, it says here, isn't just in Israel's hands. We are supplying the bombs and money that is driving it, and you guys know that. Well, that's true. We do know that.
Yes.
Well, let me just say, I think that if Biden, or Harris in this case, lost, who's going to be in charge? Well, it would be Trump, right? Do you think Gaza would even be there anymore if Trump were the president egging on Netanyahu? Come on. Give me a break. I mean, they were going to wipe Gaza off the face of the earth.
Yeah, make it into a resort.
You know, yeah, right, because there's lakefront.
Yeah.
You know, the thing here is this drives me crazy about this third-party candidate stuff, and it's a democracy, and you can, you know, you don't have to vote for the lesser of two evils. All of this mumbo-jumbo, we don't have a system set up for it, okay? And it doesn't work. And you could put in the wrong person because you have this idealistic view of what democracy is. We have to change the system first, and then you can be as idealistic as you want. And there are different ways that we could change the system of voting. And there's a really great podcast from Scott Klug, who we had on this program a while back.
Yeah.
We had disagreements about gas stoves.
but he's talking about what? Ranked choice?
Ranked choice voting, but a number of other different versions of how we should run elections. And I think it is one of the best podcasts I've heard. We should have Scott Klug on in the not-too-distant future and get his input on what he thinks about all of that.
I'm on it.
Okay.
Fantastic. All right. But thanks for the text. We appreciate it.
Yeah. You can text us at 608-879-8255.
But that's been the argument all along. And I understand that argument, and I appreciate your point of view on that. It's just that we don't have a system for, you know, just idealistically voting for who you want, you know? Yeah. You got to vote and make sure that the wrong person doesn't get in, because you know what's going to happen. Trump is going to just take over. He's going to tell Netanyahu, go for it, and it's going to be even worse in Gaza.
That's kind of what happened in the 1988 election, isn't it? When, I forget, was it Ross Perot who was the third-party candidate?
Yes, right.
Threw a wrench into the works?
Yep.
And then George H.W. Bush won instead of, I don't know, who was the Democratic candidate that year?
Dukakis, maybe? Let's see. No. 88.
It was a while ago.
All right.
It seems like 100 years ago now.
Well, let's
ask the computer.
All right, go ahead.
Computer, who were the presidential candidates in 1988? Was it 88?
The candidates for the 1988 U.S. presidential election were...
Yes. Hello.
Maybe the computer doesn't know. Wow. We broke it.
The computer?
No, I think she was just supplying the question to us.
What is this?
This is how you should ask.
Is this Jeopardy or something?
You ask it then.
Well, I'm not going to ask.
Well,
let's move on. Let's talk about funding FEMA, because we've just talked about the hurricane and the devastation that all these hurricanes have had in the South. I can't imagine how any of those people are going to, you know, save their homes at this point.
No, I know.
Or at least even vote. Because the ballots, what are going to happen to the ballots or the polling stations? You know, it's a huge question to be asking at this point. And we need help down there. And help is going to be in short supply because we can't pay people because we're running out of money in FEMA. And the Republicans are jumping on this. They're really going after Harris on this thing because they're saying they're not doing enough. They should be out there. Well, get this.
Okay.
The big complaint is Harris isn't doing enough. So several Democrats and Republicans are thinking about maybe calling their break off a little bit early. They're taking off until after the elections, can you believe it or not, during these hurricanes, right? Yeah. And now they think maybe we should come back and help fund it. But Mike Johnson says no. He's not going to call back the House and do this funding project. So let's get to this cut. This is an amazing cut, cut 50. This is his logic, and I want you to pay attention to his logic on it. He gets to cut or criticize the Democrats for their response to the hurricane, and yet can reconcile not coming back to help fund it. Let's check this out. It's amazing.
Obviously, the main thought for most people is about Hurricane Helene and the victims left in the wake of that. Hundreds still missing. We don't even know their fate at this point. You've been to Georgia, Florida. You have plans to go to North Carolina as well. What are you seeing and what do you make of the local state and Fed responses?
I would just tell you at the federal level, this has been a massive failure. And you could just ask the people there on the ground. I have been there. I was in Georgia.
Failure.
I was in Florida. When you talk to the people who are directly affected, they will tell you that this has been an abject failure. FEMA has lost sight of its core mission, I think, in so many cases, and the administration has not shown that they were prepared for this this eventuality and this terrible disaster. The thing about Hurricane Shannon is that we know that they're coming well in advance. You know, they had more than a week's notice of this, and yet we still have people who have not been served and even rescued in North Carolina. It is a heartbreaking, tragic and infuriating situation to have the federal government fail as they have.
President Biden has said more money is needed. He actually sent a letter to congressional leaders on Friday night, including you. Here's what he says. I warned the Congress of this potential shortfall even before Hurricane Helene landed on America's shores. I requested more funding for SBA multiple times over the past several months. And most recently, my administration underscored that request as you prepared a continuing resolution to fund the government.
Look, we'll be back in session immediately after the election. That's 30 days from now. Congress will provide. We will help the people in these disaster-prone areas. It's an appropriate role for the federal government, and it'll all happen in due time, and we'll get that job done. There shouldn't be any concern about that at all.
But there is a concern.
Month? Yeah.
Well, wait another month. Maybe the Biden-Harris administration would say, well, you know, we know the hurricanes are down there and they've caused a lot of destruction, but we're going to wait till after the elections to do something about it. That's what he said.
Yes.
This is like some kind of bizarro world.
Again, you know? Yeah, it is crazy.
I'm guessing Mike Johnson just expects all of the victims of the hurricane to pull themselves up by their bootstraps, purify their own water, hunt their own food, and build their own shelters their homes have been destroyed.
That's got to be it.
Hey, back to 1988, by the way, we got a text and a couple of things. So it was George W. Bush against Dukakis, and Perot didn't come along till 92. That's when George H.W. Bush was running against Clinton. And Perot threw that election. I mean, that he actually took away votes from Bush. And Clinton was elected. So
this was over a decade before I was born.
There
you go. Thanks for enlightening me.
Okay, and thanks to our texters for correcting us.
That's right.
Guiding us here.
That's right. Okay.
Appreciate it.
I want to get to this. This is The Hill's Nomiki Konst. And she's one of the people that deliver some of the news stories there. And she talked about FEMA being in danger of draining its funding before the 2024 hurricane is over. And I thought her comments, this is cut 36, hit the mark.
Okay.
Check it out.
Meanwhile, Harris, who visited Augusta, Georgia on Wednesday, is getting skewered online over the announcement that victims of the hurricane will receive $750 in relief. Frequent Biden critic Colin Rugg posted on X, quote, Kamala Harris kindly offers $750 to Americans who have lost their homes due to flooding from Hurricane Helene. The development comes as the Biden administration is now bragging about providing 67 Starlink satellites to impacted communities. For reference, the United States has sent well over $100 billion to Ukraine. Conversely, former President Trump launched a GoFundMe campaign to raise money for Hurricane Helene victims. Okay, come on now. I mean, as we listed, this was something that was passed in Congress, and over 175 Congress members and senators voted against this bill, and some of the same senators that are in these struck regions are now demanding more money from the administration. But this is not, as we know so well, Congress is the one who has the purse strings.
It's That's not. Right.
Even during the pandemic, we were able to give people $1,200 checks twice. Now these people are getting a pittance in comparison.
I agree that we should have given them more money during the pandemic, and given, you know, it's good that they got that money, and that's something that Congress passed because they stepped up. But Congress, unfortunately, there's a group of conservative lawmakers, a large group of conservative lawmakers, that just never want to spend money on anything. And when the emergency happens, they point to Democrats and say, yep. And to illegals, quote, illegals, undocumented people. But that's Department of Homeland Security. FEMA, in particular, and I understand that the bill that they passed also covered some other things, but FEMA's funding goes to emergency disasters. And these emergency disasters are happening more and more often. There are more and more earthquakes, there are more and more tornadoes. Climate change is heating up the planet, heating up the waters. So we can't have it both ways. We can't sit here. And I don't think the American people buy it either. It might be nice for a few people on Twitter to sound off and say this is Kamala's America, but I don't think it really clicks for most Americans when you have a senator denying climate change and denying climate change dollars for disaster relief, and then when the day comes that they need that support, they're not there. I mean, I think these are senators who are running scared, Congress members who are running scared now because a lot of them are up for re-election this year, and they want to point to Kamala Harris, who had nothing to do with this. We wanted to pass a bipartisan Border Security Act, and Congress didn't pass it because Republicans refused.
That's not
like
why.
Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz didn't pass it. He doesn't want to fund FEMA for natural disasters. He doesn't want to fund the solution for our border security crisis, which I don't even think is a crisis. Nobody in the Republican Party wants to fund anything, and yet all they do is complain about these problems. And when it's election time, they start pointing to the administration, they start pointing to everybody else but themselves, because at the end of the day, they're more interested in the big tax breaks for billionaires and distracting everybody else from the problem, the problems that we're facing this country.
That's right. I think that just about sums it up. Said it for me. Oh, man, I'm telling you. Yeah, they always complain about spending money, and they won't spend the money, and then they complain that there isn't enough money there when they need it. Mm-hmm. It's so, so typical. All right.
Disaster relief.
Yeah, disaster relief.
Yeah. We have Jacqueline here, and Jacqueline lived in Louisiana for how long?
Well, I was born there, and I moved probably in my mid-20s. I think I left about 6 months after Katrina.
Mm-hmm. You were there for Katrina.
I was, and it was nightmarish.
Yeah.
There's not really a whole lot I can
well,
say.
We all saw it. It was just the worst.
Well, we're talking about, you know, this next hurricane, yeah. Milton, that's bearing down on Tampa Bay and central Florida. Mm-hmm. And
Helene cut through the south.
Well, and what a lot of people don't remember is that the year Katrina hit, that was the third storm that hit that year, or it might have been the second. I can't totally remember, but there was another storm that hit the other side of Louisiana. It was almost as bad, Rita, a month later.
Okay.
So these often do come in groups like this, but I will be honest with you, having, you know, lived through hurricanes my entire life, you know, growing up in the Gulf Coast region, you know, I've lived in Texas, I have family in Florida. I haven't seen one like this before. Yeah. This one is scary. And the scariest thing to me is the fact that eye is so small.
Yeah,
right.
That's what you don't want.
Really
you never
strong.
Want a well-deformed small eye. That's when they're dangerous. And this one is terrifying to me.
Yeah.
Jacqueline, thanks for sharing that. Thanks. It is, and it is scary.
Actually, I'd like to know why people want to live there.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's the question, isn't it?
Well,
7:49. We will
if you have
be
an
back.
Answer, you can come back and answer.
Stay with us, Jacqueline. We'll be right back with the John and Gordy Show, 92.7 WMDX.
A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
This narrative that the immigrants are coming to get you, that's fiction. Look at criminal charges in your community and look how many of those people who have been there for years, if not decades, and how many of those people are new immigrants. And even a smaller percentage of how many are undocumented immigrants. It's not happening. It would be like going to places and say, well, you know what? I'm running for Congress to stop the zombies.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Matt Nair on Air.
The vice presidential debate. Mike from Kenosha is on the line.
Isn't it the whole purpose of a debate to be on television for the public benefit? The narrative, questions, fact-checking, it's inconsistent at best.
You're absolutely right, Mike. Mainstream media is bailing massively by trying to both sides everything and sane wash everything.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
.97 WMDX, the John and Gordy Show. We're talking about the hurricanes. And North Carolina State Board of Elections unanimously passed a list of emergency measures allowing special accommodations for voters and election officials in the 13 counties most impacted by Hurricane Helene. Now, I have to say that when we had the COVID problem, the pandemic, something like this, you know, the Republicans would have complained about something like this. That you can't change the election. You can't start doing this stuff. Well, guess what? DeSantis agrees with that. Still, to this day in Florida, he said he will not extend today's voter registration deadline, if you can believe this, despite calls from 36 voting rights groups to make the accommodations as voters recover from Hurricane Helene and prepare for Milton. I mean, this is just an amazing thing not to do.
Yeah. They got to extend it.
Yeah.
They need to do that. Yeah. All right.
Let's get to the reason why people do want to continue to live in this area of the country.
Yeah, we have Jacqueline in the studio with us, who spent a lot of time in Louisiana and moved up here a while back. But you've got family in Florida, right?
I do. My stepdad's in Daytona Beach right now. He and my mom have been working on a retirement home out there for a while. It's been leveled twice by hurricanes. I told her she needs to change her retirement plan.
Yeah, so. I would think so, right?
She always wanted to live on the beach. So, you know, they are bound and determined to keep rebuilding that house, which is insane. But my sister's also in West Palm Beach. She has worked at a few different resorts out there. So
they're not in the direct path of this one, but still it impacts really everybody in Florida when something like this and You know, this is going to be huge.
The size of that hurricane, it's supposed to cover the entire state. Right. So mm-hmm. even when it hits where my family is on the East Coast, it's probably going to be between a 1 and a 2. And that's still pretty dangerous. Yeah. So,
yeah.
It's incredible. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, well, yeah, and I know a lot of people are, you know, moving south, the warmer weather, mm-hmm. you know, the coastal mm-hmm. properties. But still, when you get stuff like this happening, it's got to make you think.
Well, for sure. And I know after Katrina, like I said, I left 6 months yeah. afterwards. That yeah. was so nightmarish to go through. And I said, never again. Mm-hmm. I never wanted to deal with it. I didn't move far enough away the first time, but, you know, obviously I am now. But, you know, whenever you have generations of families yeah. have always yeah. lived in one place and it's all you know, it's really, really hard to leave. You have very firm roots there. You know, and when you have places like Louisiana, where you have a little bit of a different culture down there, and mm-hmm. it's shocking to go other places, even in this country. So, you know, that's one of the reasons people tend to stay, and especially people from the New Orleans area, they just never would move. And right. it had always been the joke that, you know, you're from New Orleans, you're a blue-blood New Orleanian, you're going to stay there. But that changed after Katrina. People started leaving in droves. And, you know, I have to imagine it's going to be similar after this, because this is bad.
Yeah. Yeah, this is going to be a big one.
Well, Jacqueline, right. thanks for yeah. sharing your thoughts with us. And hope your family's going to do okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Appreciate All right. it. Okay. Yeah, it is 7:55.
You know, it's a different thing when you have relatives and right. when you grew up in a certain area and you can't move and you don't want to move. You don't want to be forced out.
Right.
And I know that you're talking about beachfront property and rebuilding at least twice already. Mm-hmm. And I know that the government was thinking about trying to pay these individuals off so they don't rebuild, because it just gets costlier and more costly as they have to go in and, you know, pay for fixing all these properties back up.
Well, and how do you get insurance? I mean, it just...
They're all pulling out.
Yeah.
They're all pulling out.
All the insurance companies mm-hmm. are out.
And the state has taken over to help pay, I guess, the premiums or a statewide premium type of thing going on. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I haven't really looked into that part of it. But yeah. you would think that because, you know, pay income taxes down there, they're mm-hmm. kind of running short of money.
Yeah, Louisiana, they didn't help with that stuff
yeah,
at all.
Yeah. Hey, let's go to the phones. We just have a couple of minutes, but Mark is on the line. He's been waiting here for a few minutes. Mark, your comments briefly?
Yeah, briefly. You know, there's thousands of dollars that's going to be going to a lot of these people, other than the $750 in emergency assistance. And I just pulled up the figures here. 11.5 million meals, 12.6 million liters of water, 150 generators, and 400,000 tarps have been delivered already to the region.
Unbelievable.
For this crap that FEMA isn't doing enough.
Yeah.
That Mike Johnson, Joe Biden should just take the powers the Supreme Court has done him, and maybe, you know, send, you know, Mike Johnson and his whole team of Republican traitors and Donald Trump all to Gitmo and let them get a re-education camp down there for him, because apparently now the Supreme Court says the president can do whatever he needs. It says, this is a national emergency, and I'm addressing the emergency to the best of my abilities.
There you go.
Guys are standing in the way, so... There you go.
Yeah, he's got the power now. The Supreme Court gave
you
it to him.
Do that, yeah.
Yeah, thank you, Mark. That was that was right on.
All right. Thank you, Mark.
That's exactly the way I think about it yeah. as well.
Yeah.
And it is, you know, the initial stipend that they're giving all these individuals is just the beginning payment to help them make it through this whole debacle down there, this hurricane season. So we'll see what happens. But now that they're not going to come back till after the election to help fund FEMA is just so outrageous and so ridiculous. And I can't imagine anybody trashing the administration's response to it as he did.
Yeah.
He's the Speaker of the damn House, and he's ripping apart the administration and the response to it, and just maybe taking, you know, a comment here or a comment there from somebody who isn't getting the help yet. It's just outrageous.
It is.
He's
it
from is. Louisiana, too.
Yeah.
Ah, see?
You would yeah, think you would right. know better. All right.
All right.
Well, that's going to do it for us today. But tomorrow, we've got a big show. We're going to have somebody who worked with Stephen Colbert. Paul Mercurio is going to join us.
Yeah, it's
comedy
an interesting
writer.
Show. He puts on an interesting... People from the audience.
Yes. Good stuff. Also, Mike McCabe will be with us as it's Wednesday. Stephanie Miller's show is next. Thanks for joining us. It's John and Gordy. We'll talk to you first thing in the morning, 6 a.m. right here at 92.7 WMDX. Have a great day.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Jim Santel, host of Amicus, a law review on Civic Media, breaks down the latest from Jack Smith. It's a lot. We wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings at 11.
Hi, I don't call radio stations very often.
Your calls are the best calls.
And keeping you inspired and informed is part of the Civic Media vision.
Thank you very much for broadcasting the Liz Cheney question and answer. I really appreciated that, hearing her voice. And for you to broadcast it like that was wonderful.
Listen to the Liz Cheney interview now on our website, civicmedia.us. Real news and great conversation.
Find it on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.